once in a little town whose name is no longer remembered, there lived a lonely one who had wandered in many lands and among many people, searching for the answer to the riddle of life. He had prayed again and again to be entrusted with that light which alone can dispel the shadows from the hearts of men. He had asked to be tried, to have the opportunity to prove his worth before his God and his fellow men. But the passing years left his soul in darkness, and the truths his spirit longed for ever eluded his search. It chanced that on a certain evening, he wandered far away from the little home in the valley, on the outskirts of that nameless village where he had taken up his abode. Above that valley, hidden among the hills, mighty mountains raised their heads to touch the deep blue of the sky. Looking up, he was amazed to see a little star of light shining out clearly from the highest point of the snow-capped ridge. At the same instant, a voice within him whispered that he should climb to that lofty peak. It told him that this little flame which flickered throughout the eventide was the light that he had sought in his pilgrimage through the world below. While he gazed upward, his heart grew faint within him, for great cliffs rose steeply from the valley. Not even a bird could find space to build a nest on their precipitous walls. The tops of the mountains were white with the snow that never melted. Chilly glaciers glistened like precious stones, even when the valley below was parched and withered by the heated winds of summer. The pilgrim determined to ascend the mountain, and hour after hour trudged along, his eyes fixed on the little light above. Drawing close to the foot of the cliff, he discovered to his great joy that a tiny path led up around the rocks. A twisting byway, which could not be seen from below, and which might never have been found had he not first resolved to climb the sheer precipices at any cost. Picking up a dead branch for a staff, the pilgrim mounted slowly this broken path, around jagged rocks and over heaps of earth where the rains had caused the disintegrating cliffs to collapse upon the road. He soon realized that he was leaving the little village far below. The distant lights of the hamlet gleamed brightly in the darkness, while the purple shadows concealed in their misty depths the world that he had known. While climbing, the wanderer kept looking to the top of the peak, where the lonely little light shone ever more brightly as he drew nearer to its gleaming heart. That the glowing spark would burn there was itself a miracle, and the pilgrim could not help wondering what could be the source of the light and what purpose it served. Surely, he reasoned, that is not a fire, nor can it shine from the window of a house, for no one can live on the top of this mountain with nothing but ice and snow and the chilly blasts of eternal winter. It's too lonely, too cold, too desolate. Yet the beam is there. He rubbed his eyes. Can this be some trick of the imagination? He asked himself, looking again. Still the light shone. Day came and went. The second night found the pilgrim on a little plateau where he rested at the edge of the snow line, contemplating the mountains which stood like hoary patriarchs, raising their heads in adoration to their maker. Some rose far higher than others, and he counted six of these great peaks beside the one on the slope of which he stood. Amazement filled his heart, for on the very top of each flickered a solitary flame. Many times in the years that had passed, the wanderer, as a youth, had climbed among these cliffs and scaled these mountains, but never before had he seen those lights which gleamed like jewels in the diadems of kings. Filled with desire to solve the mystery,
The wayfarer climbed the narrow path with renewed vigor, creeping along shelves of rock where one misstep would have meant destruction. Cliffs towered above him and deep canyons yawned below. As he mounted higher, the air grew chilly, and he could see snow among the crevices about him. The cold blast from the glaciers caused him to shiver and draw his garments more closely about him. The light he sought grew ever brighter, and now each footstep brought nearer the gleaming star that he had wandered so far to find. The pilgrim soon began to distinguish a solitary figure standing on the very crest of the highest glacier, holding aloft a lighted lamp. Coming closer, he saw the form was that of an old man, robed from head to foot in flowing garments, which the wind sweeping among the cliffs blew out in trails of white. His sandaled feet were in the snow, and his head was bent forward as he leaned upon an ancient staff cut from some mystic tree, mayhap even from the tree of life itself. The traveler could see that the old man was weary, for he swayed and seemed about to fall. But the arm holding the light never wavered. In the lamp of old and tarnished brass burned a mysterious flame, and from that flickering light, thousands of little rays like winged creatures streamed forth to disappear in the darkness of the great unknown. As the pilgrim watched, he realized that these rays in an endless processional swept round the world. At last, breathless from his long climb, chilled by the darkness and cold, shrouded in a night that knew no day, with even the lights of the village screened from his view by a seething mass of clouds, the pilgrim reached the lonely figure. Seeing the traveler approaching, the aged man raised his noble head, crowned with silver, and his great kindly eyes, second only in their brilliance to the light he carried, were turned upon the pilgrim. "My son," he called in a deep, mellow voice, "what seekest thou here amid these mountain peaks in the darkness of such a night as this?" The wanderer answered, "I saw the light you held while I was down in the valley, and have come to ascertain what it was." The old man, gazing lovingly at his little lamp, replied, "The light thou seest is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The light I carry is the life of men. In me thou seest one of those who hath dedicated his soul to the light. I am one of the silent watchers who through the darkness of ignorance and the night of men hold aloft this beacon, which showeth that God still keepeth his trust with his children. There are but 7 sparks which light the whole world. Under many names men worship them, and under many forms he honoreth them. But know this, they are but lights held in the hands of the compassionate ones. Thou seest them gleaming through the darkness on yonder mountain peaks." "What mountains are these that surround us?" asked the pilgrim. "And why stand you here alone?" "These are the lofty mountains, the high places of the world, which are always concealed from the world below by clouds and mists," answered the old man. "We are the sleepless watchers of the destiny of worlds. We stand on these lofty mountains that all the world may have these sparks of life. My torch was lighted on the altar of Cosmos and has never gone out. I have stood here since the dawn of time, since these mountains rose from the darkness of chaos, faithful to these children of men, whose eyes have discerned the mountain peaks from whence cometh their light. Are you not lonely here amid the ice and snow?
Yea, verily, answered the old man, a strange, sad look in his eyes. We are ever alone. We are the seven watchers through the nights of human ignorance. The compassionate sons of humanity are our lords and masters. Here through the ages we stand. We are the lonely ones, and these mountaintops are our homes.
But surely, Father, others will come to relieve your vigil that you may rest, and they will hold aloft your lamp.
Alas, my son, for ages we have waited, but none will hold our lights.
But surely some come to help you. Some climb these mountains.
Yes, replied the keeper of the lamp. The path has been worn smooth by many feet. But when those who come here felt the cold chill of the night on the mountaintop, heard the sighs of the wind chilled by the breath of glaciers, they stayed but a little while. Then they drew the folds of their garments about them and returned again to the valley below. It is too cold, too lonely, too silent. There is no glory in carrying this light, no honor in the sight of men, no reward but the endless vigil. Few indeed will even try to keep alight this solitary flame. The pilgrim thought for a few moments, his heart too full for words. At last he turned to the old man, saying, Father, let me hold your lamp. Let me keep aloft your beacon light, that those upon the other mountains shall know that you have been true to your trust. The lonely one raised his head, and his great eyes gazed long and searchingly at the pilgrim. Then he pointed up to the skies, where far above the mountain tops, the orbs of heaven shone down in silent glory, and the great procession of the stars marched on through the night in perpetual pageantry.
This is the end of the recording on side one. Turn the cassette over to play side two.